Hello and welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam important topics in the whole course, the synagogue and Jewish worship. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. So get comfortable, maybe grab a pen, and let's get started. Part 1. Introduction. What is the synagogue? The word synagogue comes from the Greek meaning a place of assembly. In Hebrew, it's called the Beit Knesset, which means house of assembly, or sometimes the Beit Midrash, meaning house of study. This is really important for your exam because it tells you immediately that the synagogue is not just a place of prayer. It is a community centre, a place of learning, and a place of worship all rolled into one. The synagogue has been central to Jewish life for over 2,000 years, especially after the destruction of the Temple in Jerusalem in 70 CE. With no temple, Jewish communities needed a local place to gather, pray, and study. The synagogue filled that role, and it continues to do so today in Jewish communities all around the world, including right here in the UK. For your GCSE exam, you need to understand both the physical features of the synagogue and the worship that takes place inside it. Examiners love to ask about the significance of specific features, so let's go through them carefully. Part 2. The key features of the synagogue. Let's walk through the synagogue together, starting at the front. The most important feature is the Aron HaKodesh, which means the Holy Ark. This is a cupboard or cabinet, usually built into the eastern wall of the synagogue. Why the eastern wall? Because in the UK, east is the direction of Jerusalem, and Jews traditionally face Jerusalem when they pray. Inside the Aron HaKodesh are the Sefer Torah scrolls, the handwritten scrolls of the Torah, the 5 books of Moses. These scrolls are treated with enormous reverence. They are dressed in beautiful velvet covers, adorned with silver ornaments called rimanim, and topped with a silver crown. When the ark is opened during a service, the congregation stands as a mark of respect. Above the Aron HaKodesh, you will find the Ner Tamid, which means the eternal light or everlasting light. This is a lamp that burns continuously, day and night, without ever being extinguished. It symbolises the presence of God, and it also recalls the menorah, the 7-branched candelabrum that burned in the ancient temple in Jerusalem. The Ner Tamid is a powerful symbol of God's eternal presence with the Jewish people. In the centre of the synagogue, or sometimes at the front in Reform synagogues, you will find the Bima. This is a raised platform from which the Torah is read aloud during services. In Orthodox synagogues, the Bima is traditionally placed in the centre of the room, so that the reading of the Torah is surrounded by the congregation. This reflects the idea that Torah is at the heart of Jewish life. In Reform synagogues, the Bima is often moved to the front, closer to the Ark, to create a more unified worship space. Now here is something that often comes up in exam questions, the Machitza. In Orthodox synagogues, men and women sit separately, divided by a partition called a machitza. This separation is based on the belief that mixed seating would be a distraction during prayer. Men typically sit in the main hall, while women sit in a gallery above or in a separate section to the side. In Reform and Liberal synagogues, men and women sit together, which is one of the key differences between Orthodox and non-Orthodox practice. Other important features include the menorah, the 7-branched candelabrum that symbolises light and Jewish heritage. You will also find the Siddur, the Jewish prayer book, which contains all the prayers for daily and Shabbat services. And of course, the Sefer Torah itself, which is treated as the most sacred object in the synagogue. Part 3. Worship in the synagogue. Now let's talk about what actually happens during a synagogue service. The most important weekly service is the Shabbat service, which takes place on Saturday morning, though it begins on Friday evening. Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath, begins at sunset on Friday and ends at nightfall on Saturday. On Friday evening, there is a service called Kabbalat Shabbat, which means welcoming the Sabbath. Candles are lit, Kiddush, a blessing over wine, is recited, and the congregation welcomes the Shabbat with prayers and songs. On Saturday morning, the main Shabbat service is called Shacharit. The congregation gathers, and the service includes several key elements. One of the most central prayers is the Amida, which means the standing prayer. This is a series of blessings recited while standing, facing Jerusalem. It is considered one of the most important prayers in Judaism. Another crucial prayer is the Shema. The Shema is arguably the most important declaration in all of Judaism. It begins with the words Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, which means, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is a declaration of monotheism, the belief in one God, and it is recited twice daily by observant Jews. For your exam, you must know the Shema and be able to explain its significance. The highlight of the Shabbat morning service is the Torah reading. The Sefer Torah is removed from the Aron HaKodesh with great ceremony. The congregation stands as it is carried through the synagogue in a procession. It is then placed on the bima, unwrapped, and a portion called a parasha is read aloud in Hebrew. The Torah is divided into 54 portions, one for each week of the year, so the entire Torah is read in a yearly cycle. After the Torah reading, there is a reading from the Nevi'im, the prophets, called the Haftarah. Following the readings, the rabbi delivers a sermon, or Devar Torah, a teaching based on the week's Torah portion. This is a vital part of the educational function of the synagogue. The service concludes with the Musaf, an additional Shabbat prayer, and the Torah is returned to the Ark with ceremony and reverence. On Saturday evening, Shabbat ends with the Havdalah ceremony. This beautiful ritual uses three symbols, a twisted candle with multiple wicks, a spice box, and a cup of wine. The candle represents the distinction between light and darkness. The spices are smelled to carry the sweetness of Shabbat into the new week, and the wine marks the end of the holy day. The word Havdalah means separation, and the ceremony separates the sacred time of Shabbat from the ordinary days of the week. Part 4. Orthodox and Reform Differences. One of the most common exam questions is asking you to compare Orthodox and Reform synagogue worship. Let me give you the key differences clearly. In Orthodox synagogues, services are conducted entirely in Hebrew. In Reform synagogues, services include both Hebrew and English, making them more accessible to those who do not speak Hebrew fluently. In Orthodox synagogues, men and women sit separately, divided by the mikitzah. In Reform synagogues, families sit together. In Orthodox synagogues, the rabbi must be male. In Reform Judaism, women can and do serve as rabbis. The first female rabbi in the UK was Jackie Tabak, ordained in 1975. In Orthodox synagogues, musical instruments are not used during Shabbat services, as this is considered work and therefore prohibited. In Reform synagogues, organs and other instruments may be played. In Orthodox synagogues, the bima is in the centre. In Reform synagogues, it is often at the front. Both traditions, however, share the Sefer Torah, the Aron HaKodesh, the Ner Tamid, and the recitation of the Shema. These are the unifying features of Jewish worship across all denominations.
Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in your exam. Here are the most important tips. First, always use the correct Hebrew terminology. Examiners award credit for accurate use of terms like Aron HaKodesh, Bima, Ner Tamid, Shema, Amida, Shabbat, and Havdalah. If you just say, the cupboard where the scrolls are kept, you will get fewer marks than if you say, the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark. Second, when a question asks you to explain the significance of a feature, do not just describe what it is. You must explain why it matters. For example, the Ner Tamid is not just a light. It symbolises God's eternal presence and recalls the menorah of the temple. That is significance. Third, for compare questions, you must identify both similarities and differences. A common mistake is to only list differences between Orthodox and Reform Judaism without acknowledging what they share. Both traditions revere the Torah, observe Shabbat, and recite the Shema. Make sure you include this.
fourth, for longer questions worth 8 or 12 marks, you need to develop your points. Use the structure point, evidence, explanation, and link. Make a point, back it up with specific knowledge, explain why it matters, and link it back to the question. Fifth, a very common mistake is confusing the menorah with the Hanukkah. The menorah has 7 branches and is a symbol of Jewish heritage. The Hanukkah has 9 branches and is used specifically during the festival of Hanukkah. Do not mix these up. Part 6, quickfire recall quiz. Let's test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the Hebrew name for the Holy Ark? The answer is the Aron HaKodesh. Question 2. What does Ner Tamid mean? It means eternal light or everlasting light. Question 3. What is the most important declaration in Judaism, beginning with the words Shema Yisrael? The Shema, meaning Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Question 4. What is the Bima? The raised platform from which the Torah is read during services. Question 5. What is the Havdalah ceremony? The ceremony at the end of Shabbat, using a candle, spices, and wine to mark the separation between the sacred and the ordinary. Question 6. What is the key difference in seating between Orthodox and Reform synagogues? In Orthodox synagogues, men and women sit separately, divided by a machitza. In Reform synagogues, they sit together. Let's bring it all together. The synagogue is the central institution of Jewish communal life, serving as a house of assembly, prayer, and study. Its key features, the Aron HaKodesh, the Ner Tamid, the Bima, and the Sefer Torah, all point to the centrality of Torah and the presence of God in Jewish worship. The Shabbat service is the most important weekly act of communal worship, structured around the Torah reading, the Amidah, and the Shema. The Havdalah ceremony beautifully marks the transition from the sacred to the ordinary. Orthodox and Reform Judaism share a deep reverence for Torah and Shabbat, but differ in their approach to language, gender roles, and the use of music in worship. For your exam, remember, use Hebrew terminology, explain significance rather than just describing, and always compare both similarities and differences when asked. You've got this! Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember that every mark you earn comes from specific, accurate knowledge explained clearly. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.